You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department is pleased with election results. The community voted to restore staffing levels in the department to 2021 personnel levels. This will allow the department to hire two new additional firefighter paramedic staff to ensure that all three shifts will be fully staffed with 12 personnel. The change will begin in January 2026. The passage of the referendum proves the community's support and trust in the department. This increase will ensure high-quality emergency response and medical care for Marshfield residents. Marshfield Fire and Rescue is thankful the community voted in favor of the referendum and is committed to transparency and continued excellence in service. As plans progress for hiring, the department will share details with the community as they move forward. A pilot program that could spread across the state is meant to diffuse dangerous situations. Stuart J. Waddles has more from southeastern Wisconsin.
A line of communication has been opened up between Kenosha Police and those with special needs. The department has launched what they call the SAFER program. It aims to help resolve issues during emergency situations. It goes like this. People can voluntarily submit information about specific triggers or medical conditions through Kenosha.org. When someone registered is involved in a 911 call, the SAFER alert system provides responding officers with the details. Police say it will enable them to tailor their approach.
The Southwood County Historical Museum is happy to announce the traveling Laura Ingalls Wilder display has arrived and is ready for visitors. This highly anticipated exhibit is available to explore at the Historical Museum. You can learn about Laura Ingalls' childhood and pioneer life in 19th century Wisconsin. Leap like a frog into conservation efforts across the state by listening to their breeding calls this spring and summer. Brittany Merlot tells us how this community-based frog calling program works.
It's called the Frog and Toad Survey. It's where volunteers help biologists better see where these toads and frogs are living, how their health is, and the population trends across the state. You can volunteer in three different ways. There's a phenology survey, which is best for beginners and staying in one spot. You'll monitor when frogs and toads first start calling each spring and spend about 5 minutes outside per night. But if you don't want to spend that much time in one place, there's a road trip option. You'll drive a preset route three times, once in early spring, then again in late spring, and one more time in early summer. You'll make 10 stops each night along that trip. And at every stop, you'll get out of your car and listen for about 5 minutes. You'll write down the species you heard calling and how many you think there were. And for northern Wisconsin only, mink frogs make noise during the day, mostly in June and early July. This one requires you to listen once during the day and once at night. And if you still want to help but not do any of that and stay inside, you can donate to their Endangered Resources Fund, which supports this survey. You'll actually notice an option to do so on your Wisconsin income tax forms.
Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids has a new football coach. Michael Krenz is the new head coach of the Red Raiders. Krenz coached most recently at UW-Stevens Point as an assistant coach. Previous to that, he was the intern coach at Stevens Point. The Wisconsin Rapids School District is still looking to fill coaching positions for varsity wrestling, varsity boys hockey, and boys basketball. You can find information at WRPS.org. Click on Careers on their homepage for open positions. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers win a thriller.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied at 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bump down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bunt walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 at 11.
rang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clace and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softie. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but the wind will gradually die down through the day. Our high right around 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50 with a few scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.